Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred P Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Venice International Film Festival, and today I'm glad to see my friend again, Rok Bicek, director of Class Enemy, who's here because he's one of the three finalists for the Lux Prize. So welcome back.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm really honored to be here again after 1 year with the same film, and I hope that next year I will be here with a new film. So,
well, as soon as you're out with the new film, we'll be there to interview you. And so, how's it going so far? How does it feel to be back here in Venice?
It's great to be here. The weather is nice. We are in a good company with really good movies, great directors. And yeah, the last year was really something special. No one expected that this will happened to us, that after 1 year the movie will be still alive and that we will come back to Venice. I'm quite happy that we have this great luck that everything went so well. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to new stories.
You traveled to so many festivals during this year. I counted, only counted on IMDb like 16 or something, and maybe there's more because, you know, there are like little festivals. So I was wondering, what was the, I guess you attended some of them and you talked to your audience, journalists or general audience. So I was wondering, what was the thing, the comment, the opinion that the people had on your film that hit you the most, that made you think?
It's interesting that all over Europe the reactions are quite similar. The audience have the same feelings after the screening, they have the same thoughts, no matter where the movie is screened, on the north, on the south, on the east or on the west. And this shows that Class Enemy has something European in the basis of the story, that every European nation can identify with the story, with the problems of young students, with the problems of teachers. And I think that we managed to find out the right balance to that Class Enemy can have so similar reactions all over the Europe. It was not intended to be like this, but at the end everything happened in this way.
Yeah, I was thinking that I was talking to Silvia Costa, the Euro Parliament deputy. This morning we were talking about the Creative Europe, you know, and the audience development, the film literacy. And I think that your film is one of the most representative examples for that, because I was telling her that I'm almost astonished by the fact that only now they started in Europe this policy for film literacy, because through films, this could be like films could be the easier way to teach people, students, young generations how to see how similar we are and how also how different, but in which sense and in so many senses, and how we could be enriched by other people's culture, but at the same time to feel more like European Union. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what to say. I agree with you, and yeah, no comments.
I think you'll experience that, because in the next 2 months with the Lux Film Days, you'll go from October to December till the award ceremony on December 17th, if I'm correct. You'll go through the all like movie theaters and festivals in all the 28 member states. So who knows, more than the festivals you already went to. So who knows what's going to expect you.
Yeah, I think that this Lux Days and Lux competition is one great thing for European cinema, because through this action, through this event, we can promote European cinema. Because I can't imagine that Slovenian cinema would be distributed in all European countries, and this is really great opportunity to all Slovenian film industry to represent one part of our rich cinema to the Europe, because from my own experience in the last year, I can say that Slovenian cinema is quite exotic cinema in Europe, because people hardly know 5 movies from our country, and we have a lot of great movies to show, and I hope that this will put some focus on our Slovenian cinema. And in fact, actually, all 3 movies in the final competition are actually winners, because I don't know what can be a better or bigger award than this that actually happened right now, that all 3 movies are translated in all official European languages, and they will be also shown in all European countries. And I don't know what I could wish more. So
plus, they can even vote on the Deluxe Prize website, and they will give you like an audience mention, so it's even more rewarding. And so you were like sort of mentioning that you're already working on something. Are you already planning what your film is gonna be, your next film is gonna be about?
Actually, I'm already deeply in production of my next movie. It's an observational documentary, but actually I'm trying to do something in between me, between the documentary and fiction. It will be a nice mixture of both genres, and it will be finished in April next year, so we'll see what will be the future of our movie. And it's entitled The Family.
Interesting title. And you cannot tell me more.
I can tell you that it will be it will go directly to the Wayne.
So I think that if you finish in April, there will be plenty of time to participate in maybe Cannes or Venice, so who knows. And some, there are some other big festivals like Carlo Vivari, for example, that you could apply to. I wish you good luck. I don't know where I'm going to meet you again, but I'm sure I will soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our next interview in 2015.
So thank you, Rok Bišek, director of Class Enemy, one of the 3 finalists for the Lux Prize.
Thank you very much for a nice interview.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.